Here's day 14, how to grow powerful in prayer. Let me tell you something. This is an incredible opportunity for every single believer in Christ to realize that God answers prayer. We know the simplicity of Jesus' words in the gospel. Ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door will be opened. In Luke, it's explained even further afterwards. And when Jesus says, everybody that does ask receives, everybody that does seek finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. I know one thing. Jesus is very sure about how prayer works. He's very clear. Ask, receive, seek, find, knock, the door is opened. Now listen, prayer is not just about crisis, only when there's trouble, that we must use it as the safety valve of our lives. And it's not, and listen, there are times that we have to have that kind of crisis. We're in the middle of things where there's an exertion of our prayer. I mean, there's also daily devotional prayer, and the idea of just talking to God for a little bit. There's the idea, though, of becoming a powerful prayer warrior, being an intercessor every single day that God can count on, praying for the lost, praying for the church, praying for the needs. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Separated and holy and other is your name. I worship you. I bless you. And then Jesus teaches, pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that the kingdom would be advanced, done on earth as it is in heaven. It's the idea of the implementation of God's will, God's kingdom, extending it, advancing it. Now, this is kind of weird, but in the Greek, it's called a pluperfect. The idea there in the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, or really the disciples' teaching prayer, beginning with worship, in relationship, in fellowship with God, it then moves to intercession. It moves to prayer power. It moves to prayer, intercession, and praying for others, and God developing us as prayer warriors. Would to God every believer become a prayer warrior. Would to God hundreds of thousands, millions of believers know what it is to be a prayer warrior, about getting things done. Let me tell you something about prayer just quickly, okay? When Jesus says, ask, you shall receive, seek, you will find, knock, the doors will be open. It's very clear, prayer is all about getting answers. You can go to John's Gospel 15, when Jesus says, if anybody abides in him and his word abides in them, they're to ask anything they will, and it will be done for them. Again, the assured answer. You can go to 1 John chapter 3 when we love God and obey his commands. And clearly that obedience to his commands is all about believing in the Son Jesus and loving the way he loved. And that our prayer life would be just absolutely flooded open. That's a powerful thing. And this is what we need to know about not only the instruction on prayer, but the promises. The examples, when we see Moses, when we see Elijah, when we see Peter or Paul and Silas in prison, praying and praising God, and an earthquake comes. The believers gather together in Acts 4, praying for boldness to do the will of God and not be stopped. And the building shakes as the power of God comes down. They're all filled again with the Spirit of God. Let me tell you something. Jesus taught a parable about praying, and he talked about a man that went to bed at night, but a friend came over because his friend came from a long journey. There was need. This man had no bread to give his friend. This man had no supply to give his friend, but he knew that next door this man had everything, and so he went over there and began to knock. And he's knocking and knocking and knocking, telling and explaining his story about what he needs. The man inside is saying, I'm already in bed. Everything's shut down. It's all over. And maybe for many people, they would have just walked away and went home and told the hungry traveler, there is no food. There is nothing. But the story Jesus is telling is to example the point and make it plain how prayer works. And so he shows the man standing at the door, knowing where the supply is, knocking again and again and again and again and again until the man gets up and gives him as much as he needs. Everything he needs, as much as he needs. Now, Jesus commends the man who went to the door and knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked. The scripture would say, because of his shameless persistence, he got everything he needed. Jesus talks about asking and receiving, seeking and finding, knocking and doors being opened, and how much more the Heavenly Father would give. It is about not only believing that God is, but that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. God hears your prayers. God doesn't just hear your prayers as an exercise. It's all about the answers. It's all about the receiving, the finding, and the doors being opened. It's all about the response of God. Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and He answered me. And He delivered me. It is about the answers, my friend. That's what prayer is all about. Worship is embrace. It's the pleasure of enjoying God and fellowshipping with God and singing about God. Prayer can involve talking to God, negotiating the issues, explaining where you are. I do that a lot. I explain things. I negotiate with God. I tell God, this is what's going on, and that's what's going on. It helps me to bring out everything I need to bring to the table. It helps me to listen to God in the midst. Listen, you have the Spirit of God inside of you. The Spirit of God can guide you and lead you and teach you. He is the Spirit of prayer and supplication. You've got the promises of God, the instructions of God, the examples of God, the book of God, and you've got God in you, God all over you, God with you, God for you. God designed prayer for victory, for answers. He didn't design it for some kind of mediocre happenstance. Once in a while, something good may happen. This is about praying to God, God listening, and God bringing answers. This is about God hearing you. And this is about a shameless persistence. This is about a believer developing the perseverance of Christ. This is about a believer who says, you know what, I'm not going away. You know what perseverance in prayer demonstrates? It demonstrates faith. It demonstrates that you believe that God is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. It demonstrates a faith that God said, ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. If you take time to read through the book of Acts, you're going to see 30 years of the early church. You're going to see miracles, signs and wonders, extraordinary things done by God. You're going to see individual prayers, a small group of two or three praying. You're going to see the corporate church praying. You're going to see a household of believers praying for Peter when he's in prison and they're going to probably kill him the next day. In the midst of that, an angel comes out. The iron chains fall off of Peter. The iron gate opens up all by itself. Can we understand how absolutely supernatural the power of God, angels dispatched in the midst of things? God has, literally unlimited means. I love what it says in Ephesians chapter 3 in reference to the power of God and being filled to the full measure of God, who is able to do, the Greek word is huperekperiosu, to do immeasurably more. Immeasurably more. You can't measure the depth of what God can do. He can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. We only ask what it is we are imagining. We have trouble. We're looking at it, thinking about it, and asking God for deliverance. We see somebody that needs something, and we think of it in our minds and know cognitively what it is, and we pray. I want you to know that there could be, in our lives, daily devotional prayer, along with daily intercession to advance the kingdom of God, along with, when there is a need, ministry prayer, seeing somebody on the sidewalk, seeing somebody at church, somebody calling on the phone, and right then and there, ministry prayer for immediate answers. And then there are times when there are very big issues and that we want breakthrough. We need revival. We need God, like Acts chapter 4, to come in great power. Like with Peter, God to come with great power. Like with Paul and Silas in prison, the God to come in great power. Revivals are not done. Miracles are not done. Angels haven't stopped operating. But all in response to believing prayer that will not give up. We never. That's what Jesus taught in that parable. That man knocking at the door did not get up. Go away. He did not give up. He did not back off until he got what it is he wanted. See, that's how I'm going to approach God. I'm coming to get what it is I desire, get what it is I need, get what it is that his will is all about. I'm here to pray for the advancement of the church, the advancement of God's kingdom, to pray for souls to be saved, Satan's work to be crushed, people to be healed, field delivered. Many things constantly prayed. And you know what? We never stop. We never stop. And Jesus commended that kind of perseverance, which was faith in action. Faith in action. Why should we go away? Unless, of course, the Spirit of God has clearly redirected our prayer. Many times when I'm praying over something and it's taking longer and longer, and it might be a day, it might be a month, it might be 4 months of praying about something, I'm willing to listen. God, am I praying off base? Is there some other thing? I'm open to listening to the Spirit of God tell me or redirect or anything else. I'm more than willing to listen to know, because God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. And if there's some reason God doesn't want or is not going to answer a specific prayer, or redirect my prayer, I have no problem with that. I know one thing, staying in the presence of God, staying there before the throne of grace and mercy, to find that mercy, to find that grace, I know that that's where wisdom can flow, because God is generous with that wisdom. So when it seems like the answers don't come right away, you never give up. Dear Christian, don't you back off at all. Don't you stop. Don't you lay those prayers to the side, left or right. Especially when you felt that God initiated the prayer in the first place. When the Spirit of God burdened you for a church, for a ministry area. When God burdens you to begin to put up the prayer, cut through the demonic resistance, to see the providence of God arranged, it's about massive miracle. It's about prayer warriors that know that when not only they read the Word of God and know what to do and what to pray for, not only pray by the desire of your heart, but the Bible is clear about that. Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. John 15, when it talks about abiding in Christ and his Word abiding in you, it says then, ask whatever you will, the Greek word desire. And so we pray by the Word of God. We pray by desire. We pray by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we should always be praying, fueled by the power of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will always point to the Word of God, always point to faith, always point to perseverance. So praise God in the midst of your prayers if you're tired. Listen to God in the midst of your prayers if you feel you've waited a long time. Seek to saturate yourself in the Word of God as you're praying. I know one thing, when answers come, we are dazzled. When answers come, when Peter showed up at Rhoda's house and knocked on the door, she was so blown away, she slammed the door in his face and left him there. She told everybody, Peter's at the door. And then they had to go see. And obviously that place became a massive commotion of prayer, praise, thanksgiving, jubilation. The very person they were praying for, chained and locked and guarded, is now in their embrace. God answers prayer. God wants believers to be powerful in prayer. Now again, in James chapter 5, verse 13, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. You know, is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. But I want you to look at verse 17. After we're told in the end of verse 16, even about confessing your sins to each other and pray for each other that you might be healed, in the end, it says the prayer of a righteous, let's say a righteous believer. That is, a believer who's walking with God. You've got the righteousness of Christ, but you're walking with God. You're walking in obedience. You're walking and becoming stronger and stronger. Would to God that each one of the believers listening would become a pillar, a righteous believer. And God says that a righteous believer, the prayers of a righteous believer, are powerful and effective. Powerful. Now that reminds me again of the book of Acts, when an earthquake comes in response to prayer, when an angel comes and unleashes Peter from iron chains and barred gates, or when the believers are praying together and power comes down, shakes the building, and they're all filled again and they go out witnessing. The prayers of you, a righteous believer, a believer committed to Christ, a believer committed to obedience, your praying, your prayers, powerful and effective. Immediately God gives an illustration. Verse 17, Elijah was a man, Greek word kathos, was a man just like us. Literally, Elijah, God is saying Elijah was a man exactly like us. Not an Old Testament out of bounds saint that is beyond our ability, beyond our experience, beyond. No, he's saying he's a man just like us. The Spirit of God is saying kathos, he's exactly like us. No different. None of those great prayer answers and prayer warriors in the Old Testament are any different than today. Just like you. The Word of God goes on to say he prayed earnestly. He knew by experience what the Word of God teaches in Hebrews 11, that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Man, God uses the example of Elijah, who stopped rain for 3.5 years. And he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. He, God the Holy Spirit, is giving an example of Elijah and the kind of powerful prayer, powerful against the dark side, powerful against resistance, powerful against political powers in resistance to God, powerful against military structures. While the Roman soldiers, or whatever soldiers it were, they were there guarding Peter, chaining him, locked in iron gates. Well, the prayers of a small group of righteous believers, angels came, extraordinary miracle of the chains falling off and iron gates opening up. My friend, nothing is impossible to the one that believes. But you got to pray. You got to stand in prayer and never back off. Shameless persistence. 1 John chapter 5, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Hoida, he listens, hearkens. Hoida, we know factually. God, this Greek word akouo, he's hearing and attentive to our prayers. Hoida is the Greek word there for know, meaning factually then we know that if we know that he hears, we know we have the answers. Praying the will of God revealed by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. This is not a shot in the dark. This is not something shot in the dark. This is about coming before the throne of grace, talking to God, and realizing how it works. If you don't pray, you don't get answers. If you don't ask, nothing comes about. If you don't persevere and continue until the end of it, you may never get the big things. But I pray that God breathes on you today the Spirit of the Lord and the sense of the perseverance of Christ and the commitment as a believer to fight powerful in prayer, to fight powerful and become strong in prayer, to get answers that are absolutely incredible. That's what is waiting. That's what is needed. In this dark hour, that is what is needed. That is what is possible.